This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Wednesday, May 30th, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's studio@sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today. We go right down to San Antonio. San Antonio with the first two games of the Western Conference Finals at home. They won the first game yesterday, a pretty easy victory for them. San Antonio 120, Thunder 111, San Antonio 10-0 in the playoffs, 20-0 overall. I think the last time they lost a game was like April 11th or something like that. Just stunning what they've been able to do. Oklahoma City had the lead in the first game, looked like they had a chance to win. Not really the case yesterday. Down 6 at the quarter, down 11 at the half, down 16 after three quarters. Just too much Tony Parker yesterday. I mean, Parker was just unbelievable. 16 for 21 from the field, 34 points, 8 assists. I mean, come on, that's an unbelievable big-time playoff game for Tony Parker. Tim Duncan only shoots 2 for 11, but he does get 11 points and 12 rebounds and 6 assists. So Duncan shoots 2 for 11, and the Spurs still win easily. Kawhi Leonard, 18 points, 10 rebounds. It's not just the big three anymore for San Antonio, although Ginobili off the bench, 20 points on 6 for 11 shooting, 4 assists. Again, San Antonio maybe too experienced. They certainly seem healthy. They had their health problems during the year, but now they're clicking on all cylinders. And they've made it easy on themselves by, frankly, winning 4-0, now going up 2-0. I still think Oklahoma City can win the series. To me, Westbrook's been kind of a disappointment, 7 for 21 one game, 10 for 24 yesterday. Durant should not be scoring 31 points on 17 shots, while Westbrook is scoring 27 points on 24 shots. That's been the problem for Oklahoma City. They deny that it's a problem, but again, Durant 10 for 17 for 31 points, Westbrook 10 for 24 for 27 points. Serge Ibaka, 8 points, 10 rebounds. Harden off the bench was unbelievable, 10 for 13 from the floor, 30 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Even Derek Fisher, although he shot poorly, 10 points, 3 rebounds. Oklahoma City's going to have to take the next two at home. If they go down 3-1 or 3-0, they will not win this series. I still think they have a chance. I really did not think San Antonio would be this good, but give them credit. Popovich, arguably the coach of the year again. And San Antonio with their big three, plus Kawhi Leonard, plus Green, plus Boris Diaw, plus Diago Splitter. I mean, they have a very, very good team, obviously, and they're rolling through the playoffs. The all-time playoff record to start in the playoffs is 11 in a row. The Lakers did it twice. One time they won the championship, one time they didn't. San Antonio, again, for Oklahoma City, their whole season is in Game 3. If they get down 3-0, you know the stat. No team in the history of the NBA has come back from 3-0 to win a playoff series. It does happen in hockey once in a while. It did happen in baseball once when the Red Sox came back and beat the Yankees in 2004. But it's never happened in the NBA. And if San Antonio gets up 3-0, it's not going to happen to an experienced veteran, frankly, playing like they're all 5 to 10 years younger San Antonio Spurs team. So Parker was the man yesterday. 34 points on 16 for 21 shooting. If you watch the interviews after the game, you saw Parker say, you know, sometimes you just get into the zone, and that's certainly something he did. San Antonio was up by as many as 22 to coast home to a win by 9. Parker had 17 points and 5 assists in the first half alone. Duncan had 3 blocks in the first half alone. Harden got his 30 points in only 33 minutes. But something's going to have to change. And I think, frankly, part of it is Westbrook not taking so many shots. But something's going to have to change obviously defensively as well for Oklahoma City. They obviously didn't play the pick and roll, which is what Parker and Duncan live on. Spurs 120, Thunder 111. Spurs now lead 2-0. Again, 10 games in a row is a startling stat. And it all goes hand in hand. While we'll talk about the Rangers later, you can argue that a team like the Rangers got tired. You can argue in the NHL no team has ever won 2 Game 7s and won the Stanley Cup because they get tired. It's the flip side here for San Antonio. 10 up, 10 down. They couldn't play any less games in the first round, 4 than they did. They couldn't play any less games in the second round, 4 than they did. They're well rested. They don't seem to be rusty, although you could argue they were a little rusty in game one, but being the veterans they are, they still won game one, and that's the important thing. Again, we're going to get to the NHL a little later. Same thing happening with the LA Kings getting all this time off. But San Antonio, a veteran team, a team with this group with 3 titles. You know, you even have David Robinson, who was back there in the early days of Tim Duncan, and they won a title together as well, you know, tweeting after the game how awesome it was, how impressive it was. And that's exactly what it was. I mean, it's stunning what these guys have done. And again, I don't know that you saw it during the regular season. Certainly I didn't. Ginobili was in and out of the lineup. Duncan was in and out of the lineup. Parker was in and out of the lineup. But they did a good job of getting these guys healthy and playing together towards the end of the year. Again, they won their last 10 regular season games and almost miraculously to me won their next 10 playoff games for their unbelievable 20 wins in a row. So San Antonio goes up on the Thunder 2-0. If you saw the day before, Miami really took it to the Celtics in Miami. Of course, still no Bosch. Miami 93, Celtics 79. And again, Miami tied at the half, outscores the Celtics 26-15 in the third. Just too much James, too much Wade. They're still not getting the help that I think they need to get. You know, Battier, 10 points, 10 rebounds, yes. Chalmers, 9 points, 5 rebounds. But it's all about James and Dwayne Wade. James with 32 points and 13 assists in game one. 13 boards, I'm sorry. Wade with 22 points and 7 assists. Again, Miami looks too athletic, too young, if you will, too fast for Boston. Ray Allen, they announced finally that he's got some kind of spurs in his ankle or something that's really affected him. He's had a terrible last few games. 38 minutes, 1-for-7 from the floor, 6 points, 5 rebounds. You give him credit for trying. And even after that game, Doc Rivers has now said I might have to give him a game off. And you would think he would give him a road game off because the Celtics have to, at a minimum, win their 3 games at home to take it to 7. If they can get that far. Again, the Heat originally looked bad with Bosch. A lot of people jumped off the bandwagon. They can certainly win this series. Can they beat the Spurs or now the long-shot Oklahoma City Thunder? I don't know. But the Heat certainly can beat the Celtics. No word on will Bosch be back for the finals. If they make the finals, apparently he will not be in this series. But again, James and Wade, 2 of the 5 best players in the league, 2 all-timers, 2 Hall of Famers. Too much. James, 13 for 22. Wade, 8 for 13. Miami shoots an even 50%. Still can't do anything from 3, 20% from 3. Now, Mike Miller made both his 3s. He's a guy you look to, but he scored 8 points. Battier, 2 for 9 from 3. Chalmers, 0 for 6 from 3. James, 0 for 3 from 3. Wade, 0 for 1 from 3. So to me, if they want to go all the way, they're going to have to improve on their 3-point shooting. But again, they have 2 monsters. James, the MVP. I'll say it again. I don't think he should be the MVP. When you have Dwayne Wade on your team and he can go off for 40 or 99 points in the last 3 games of the previous series, which is exactly what he did. Remember, Bosch got hurt. Indiana was up 2-1. Suddenly, Indiana was going to win that series. And in games 4, 5, and 6, Wade, not LeBron, goes for 99. So I'll say it again. It's very hard to convince me that when you have a guy like Dwayne Wade on your team, you, LeBron, can be the MVP. Is LeBron the best player in the NBA, the most outstanding player, the most talented player, the best player? Yeah. Yeah. Is he the most valuable player? I don't think so. I don't think he's more valuable to his team than Kevin Durant is to his team. And again, Durant and Westbrook still trying to work that out. They say they're good friends. They say they're fine on the court. But I can't believe you're Kevin Durant. You look at the stat sheet. Westbrook, the point guard, goes for 24 shots. You, the superstar leading the NBA in scoring, only go for 17 shots. At a minimum, that has to be reversed. So we'll see if Oklahoma City can do that. As for the Celtics, again, Allen's playing, and you give him credit. But Boston really not getting anything from their bench. Dueling, Petrus, you know, I mean, there's no production there. They're trying to do it with five guys and Ray Allen. You know, Bradley got hurt. That was a gigantic blow to Boston. So I think they would have had trouble with Bradley, who at least could try and guard or do a decent job on Wade, maybe even James for a while. Now they don't have that guy. And to me, it clearly showed in game one. So the Heat up 1-0 on the Celtics. Game two in Miami. We'll get to the times and the TV later. San Antonio up 2-0 on the Thunder. Nobody seems to think the Thunder can win. I think they still have a chance. But we'll just have to wait and see. And it looks like we're headed for, right now anyway, it looks like we're headed for a Miami San Antonio final, which will be a great final. I think San Antonio will be favored, frankly. And then again, we'll just have to wait on Bosch. It seems hard to believe that Miami can win a championship without Chris Bosch. But stranger things have happened. Also, that Celtic Heat game two is tonight. Again, we'll get to the time and the TV later in the show. But Miami, to me, is in control against the Celtics. Celtics with no Bradley. Of course, they do have Rondo. And again, I don't think it's the big three and Rondo anymore. I think it's Rondo and the big three. I don't even know if you can call them the big four anymore. Allen has hobbled. Garnett has played well. Pierce has played well, but always has trouble. Always has trouble against LeBron in Miami. Pierce 5-for-18 in game one for 12 points. Obviously, that's not going to get it. Celtics shoot 39% from the floor while Miami shoots 50%. So it looks like the die is cast. Again, I'm hoping, maybe against hope, that Oklahoma City can make a run. You know what they say, the series hasn't started until somebody wins on the road. And you can argue that all the Spurs did was protect home court. But, of course, they're undefeated on the road in the playoffs. They're undefeated at home in the playoffs. They're undefeated in the playoffs. And when you say that after 10 games, that means a lot. But I still think that Oklahoma City can beat them twice in Oklahoma City and make a series of it. But we'll just have to wait and see. I say that, and then you look and you see, again, San Antonio 10-0 in the playoffs. Again, it's only happened twice before, both times by the Lakers. And it's just a stunning statistic. But San Antonio looks pretty tough right now. Miami, I think, too much firepower for Boston, especially since Boston lost their defensive stopper. And Ray Allen is really hobbled. It's you know, it is almost sad. Even Doc Rivers said it was painful to watch Ray Allen. You give Ray Allen a ton of credit for going out and trying. But again, not only at some point do you have to give him a rest, I wonder if Doc Rivers is also thinking, at some point I got to get this guy off the court. I mean, if he plays 38 minutes and he goes 1-for-7 from the field, including 1-for-4 from three, if Ray Allen's scoring 6 points in almost 39 minutes, you know, how is he really going to help you? I understand he's not just a shooter, but he's certainly mainly a shooter. And if he's hobbled by injury, plus if a day off will help him, because then you'll get another day off. In other words, he'll get 3 days off in total. And then the Celtics come home. I think they'll be down 2-0, but then the Celtics will be at home. That'll be their last stand, like Oklahoma City is going home for their last stand against the San Antonio Spurs. If they lose one of those two games, if the Celtics go down 2-0, go back to Boston and lose one of those two games, then I don't think either one of them can come back from 3-0 or 3-1 down. And again, nobody ever has come back from 3-0, so that's not saying anything. But I don't think either of these teams could come back from 3-1 and beat, in the Thunder's case, the Spurs three times in a row. In the Celtics' case, the Heat three times in a row. I don't think either of those teams can beat the team they're playing three times in a row. It just doesn't seem to be in the cards. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-824-3854. That's 800-824-3854. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-824-3854. That's 800-824-3854.
Hikari, established in 1877 with more than 130 years of experience, is the world's foremost authority on aquatic nutrition. We know what it takes to offer you and your aquatic pets nutrition that can help them look their best and live a long and healthy life. If you're looking for the best aquatic diets for your hard-earned dollar, look no further than Hikari, the aquatic nutrition leader worldwide. For further information, visit HikariUSA.com and our direct link at BlueZooRadio.com. Off the Bench with Josh Scarr and Scotty Bickford, Mondays at 4 p.m. on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-246-0508 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-246-0508. 800-926-0508 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-246-0508 to get your car protected today. Call 877-246-0508. That's 1-877-246-0508. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-246-0508. That's 877-246-0508.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card. Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. Going to switch briefly to the NHL. Now, the Los Angeles Kings have almost played the role of the San Antonio Spurs, although in a much bigger upset mode. Again, as you know, in the NHL, the 8th seed can and does win. The Los Angeles Kings, as the 8th seed, have just done an unbelievable job. First they beat the 1 seed, then they beat the 2 seed, then they beat the 3 seed. I mean, again, it's almost beyond. Even, and the way they beat them, they beat Vancouver in 5. They swept the St. Louis Blues. Now, a number of people picked the Kings to beat Vancouver. Not very many people picked them to beat the Blues. And then they went out and hammered Phoenix in 5 as well. So their record is 12-2. They have an astounding 8-0 record on the road. Another NHL record, 8-0 on the road in the playoffs. And again, not surprisingly, they're the number 8 seed. They have to go on the road to play the somewhat surprising New Jersey Devils. Now, the Devils, a lot of people in New York thought the Rangers would beat the Devils, but the Rangers were taken to Game 7 twice in their building. They won both times. They were trying to get back to Game 7 in their building again, but they lost Game 5 at the Garden. They went out to Newark for Game 6. And I'm sure you know by now, in overtime, Marty Brodeur beat the King, Henrik Lundqvist. New Jersey 3, Rangers 2. Adam Henrique gets the goal, 1:03 into overtime, after the Rangers had made a nice comeback from 2-0 down. You know, people in New York, frankly, about the Rangers, mixed feelings. On the one hand, yes, it's the farthest they've gone since they won the Stanley Cup, but a lot of people thought this was the year, the East, especially when Pittsburgh got knocked out in the first round by the Flyers, not viewed to be particularly strong. So I think it's a double-edged sword. You can make a case that the Rangers had a good season. It is the farthest they've ever gone. But also now, and you heard Lundqvist say it, if you listen to after, you know, he's 30 years old. He's not 25 anymore. Brodeur, unbelievably 40 years old, played well. I won't say great, but he played well. And he's such a veteran, and he has a good team in front of him. And Peter DeBoer is a good coach. And Lou Lamoriello is the master puppeteer behind the scenes, pulling all the right strings for decades. I mean, think about it now. Brodeur was a young goalie in 1994 when he lost to Mike Richter then in the Rangers, as the Rangers went on to their only Stanley Cup since 1940. And that wait now starts again, of course. You know, you heard, if you were a Ranger fan, you heard 40 years, 50 years, 54 years. Well, now they're back up to 18, going to be 19 years. It's almost like they're starting another streak. But the Devils get the job done, and deservedly so. I mean, obviously, I watched every game of that series. The Devils were the better team. The Rangers were hoping to grind it out in Game 6 and get back to the Garden for a Game 7, where they've never lost a Game 7 at home. I think they're 5-0 in Game 7s at home. But it wasn't to be. The Devils beat the Rangers. The Kings roll through the West. The Kings have had a lot of rest. You know, in this case, they had a week off. It'll be 8 days tonight when they play tonight, game one. It'll be 8 days since they beat Phoenix 4-3 in overtime on that Dustin Penner goal to eliminate Phoenix in five. So again, Vancouver out in five, St. Louis out in four, Phoenix out in five, where Jonathan Quick won the goalie battle against Mike Smith in that series. Jonathan Quick, a Hamden, Connecticut guy who said he grew up idolizing Richter, remembers being a kid of 8 or 9 years old when the Rangers won in 1994. According to Quick, actually rooted against Marty Brodeur in that series, which is a great testament to Brodeur. Here he is 18 years later with a chance to win another Stanley Cup. I give the Kings credit. They knew things weren't going in the going well mid-year. They brought in the Sutter to coach. They traded for Jeff Carter at the deadline. And those are then the emergence of Quick as a top goalie, which is what he is. They've all contributed to him and the Los Angeles Kings actually being the favorite. See, this never happens in basketball. I mean, an 8 seed gets to the finals once in a blue moon, or an 8 beats a once in a blue moon. The Knicks did it in that shortened season in 99. Didn't think they had much of a chance against San Antonio, and they didn't. But in hockey, it happens. And again, if you get the hot goalie, you know, I'll say it again, I think the goalie is the most important position. It's like starting your number one pitcher every day. Is it the quarterback or the goalie? Well, that's a good question. But to me, those are your real two, even more so than the starting pitcher, especially nowadays when the starting pitcher, A, only pitches once every five games, not once every four games, not once every three games, and B, if the pitcher goes out for the eighth inning, they make him out to be like some kind of hero. So while the starting pitcher is still the most important position in baseball, it's not as important as it once was. But in hockey, it's the goalie. In the playoffs, it's the hot goalie. You can ride a hot goalie all the way to the Stanley Cup. And frankly, I think that's what the Kings are doing. Yes, they're a much better team than they were at the beginning of the year when they played the Devils, and the Devils beat them twice, I think. They're bigger. They picked up Carter at the deadline. They traded coaches, but it's still about Jonathan Quick. If he plays poorly, they won't win the Cup. And this also marks the first time in the history of the NHL. Now, you know, hockey is a Canadian sport, but it was mainly for Canadians pretty much through the 60s into the 70s. And now for the first time in the history of the Stanley Cup, there will be two U.S.-born captains. Pretty interesting. Two U.S.-born captains for the first time ever in the Stanley Cup Finals. Dustin Brown for the Kings, obviously, from Ithaca, New York. Zach Parise, the son of J.P. Parise, from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Obviously, J.P. Parise was playing for Minnesota at the time when Zach was born. So this makes for an interesting series. L.A. is a big physical team. I'm not a Devils hater, even though I'm a Rangers guy, but I think the Kings are going to win this series. Dustin Brown, who, if Jonathan Quick doesn't win, if L.A. wins, if Jonathan Quick doesn't win the Conn Smythe Trophy, Dustin Brown will. Brown, who had a good regular season, 22 goals, 32 assists, 54 points. That's a solid season. But in the playoffs, he's taken off. He has 7 goals. He's the third highest goal scorer in the playoffs. He has 9 assists. He's the second highest assist man in the playoffs. He's got 16 points in 14 games. His plus minus, which I'm on the fence on plus minus, I think it means something, but I don't think it's all, you know. If you're on the opposite side of the ice and a guy beats your defenseman 100 feet away from you and goes in and scores, you get a minus one. Is that your fault? You know, they'll... When the sabermetrics guys come to hockey in full force, they'll fix that stat. But his plus 13 is first in the league in the playoffs. So he's really picked it up not a notch, but multiple notches. Dustin Brown, 6 feet, 205 pounds, captain of the L.A. Kings, has been, by many accounts, the best player in the playoffs. So they're clearly there because of Quick and Dustin Brown, mainly. And frankly, the Devils have done it. You know, Kovalchuk has 7 goals. He's Ilya Kovalchuk. He's a big-time scorer. Brodeur, again, has been good enough. Can't say he's been great, but he's been good enough. And this is almost really the experienced, veteran, older, if you will, New Jersey Devils against the brash, younger. Well, they do have some veterans, don't get me wrong, on Los Angeles, but Kopitar has been great. He has 6 goals. Mike Richards has been very good. Penner has been very good. He scored the game winner in overtime to send them to the Stanley Cup Finals. Drew Doughty, the defenseman, has been very good. Kings are big, strong, physical, and they have the hot goalie. So I think they're going to get the job done in the Stanley Cup Finals. That starts tonight. We'll get the time and TV in a little bit. A few miscellaneous things before we get to the baseball. We don't do a lot of tennis here, but yesterday in the first round of the French Open, number 5 seed Serena Williams was stunned. And it's hard to analogize the magnitude of this upset. Virginie Rezano of France at the French Open beat Serena Williams 4-6, 7-6, 6-3. Rezano ranked 111th in the world. Serena Williams was 46-0 in the first round in Grand Slam events. And Serena won the first set. The second set went to a tiebreak. She was up 5-1 in the second set and lost 6 straight points to Rezano. And then Rezano won the third and deciding set 6-3. Think about that. You're playing one of the greatest players ever, 13 Grand Slams, 46-0. The Serena Williams has played in 46 Grand Slams, won 13 of them, and was never beaten in the first round until yesterday. And unfortunately, and this is the way the Williams sisters have always been, you know, they give no credit to the person who beats them. You know, I made this mistake, I made that mistake, I never quite felt loose, whatever. You have to give the person who beats you some credit, especially in an individual sport like tennis. Or at least that's my opinion. In any event, number 5, Serena Williams knocked out the biggest shock and one of the stunning upsets of all time to Virginie Rezano of France. 4-6, 7-6, 6-3. But again, it was that tiebreaker, 5-1, second set, 2 points away from victory at 5-2 and 5-3 and 5-4 and 5-5. But she lost 6 straight points to Rezano, and then Rezano turned the tables on her in the third set, 6-3. And Serena Williams out of the French Open in the first round. A few other things quickly. The NBA draft lottery is tonight. Draft is June 28th. Anthony Davis looks like he's going to be the first pick. And this is where you get into this whole problem with the draft lottery now. Because the NBA thought teams were tanking to get the first pick in the draft, they instituted the ping pong ball routine. The problem now is it's gone the other way. The worst team in the league only has a 25% chance to get the pick. And that's not good, because that means other teams have a 75% chance to get the pick. And when you have a team as dreadful as the Charlotte Bobcats, 7 wins, 7-59, lose their last 23 straight. By everyone's account, very few good NBA players. I mean, you even heard Paul Silas, the coach, say, we just need better players. Well, they only have a 1-in-4 chance to get the first pick in the draft, and that's going to be Anthony Davis. And I think it's kind of viewed to be a big drop-off after Anthony Davis. So there should have been a way somehow, not saying they should fix the draft or rig it, they should correct the draft problem. I think the last place team should have at least a 50% chance I agree they shouldn't have 100% because you will have teams tanking. You know, frankly, it goes back, and it's still true today. It goes back to that year that David Robinson got hurt. And a lot of people think San Antonio tanked to come in last and get Tim Duncan, and that's what happened. And look what happened to San Antonio. So I agree, although this year you should have said the best team gets the top pick. You can't do it from year to year. But I agree that something has to be done. If Charlotte does not get the first pick in the draft, they are so far away. But if they don't get Anthony Davis, they're going to be unbelievably far away. Again, they are such a weak team. Michael Jordan's taken a lot of criticism as being terrible as an owner. But the NBA draft lottery is tonight, 8 o'clock. The draft is June 28th. Hopefully the Charlotte Bobcats get the first pick. But again, you come in last, you only have 25% chance. That means the other teams, some other team, has a 75% chance. Teams not named Charlotte has a 75% chance. Obviously, that's three times better than Charlotte. Obviously, that's a problem for Charlotte. So if the draft lottery gods are working tonight, they should give the first pick to Charlotte. I don't think they rigged the draft, but if they do, they should give the first pick to Charlotte. And Charlotte, even with Anthony Davis, is still going to be years away, but it would be a good start. They're probably coming in last next year as well. This is the Steve Callis Show, or at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Great job, guys. We just got certified loose lots by Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah, but George, we're so tired.
We've been giving out so much money, and look, Jackpot's arm hurts because of all the pulls.
Well, guys, don't do it for me. Do it for our guests. Get back out there.
All right.
All right? Hands in.
Palm slots pay lots.
Palm slots are certified up to 36.85% looser than the Las Vegas Strip and local jurisdictions by the Las Vegas Advisor.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Men, do you know that your testosterone starts declining at 30 and keeps falling every year? Losing testosterone can lead to stress, mood swings, a negative outlook on life, and not to mention decreased sexual desire. That's why we created T-Gen to naturally help boost testosterone levels. T-Gen contains an ingredient proven to significantly increase healthy testosterone levels. So let's face it, as we age, it's harder and harder to keep up with the active lifestyle that we once had. But with T-Gen, it will be easier to relive those moments. So don't let aging be an excuse for a decreased sex drive and performance. And reclaim your zest for life today by calling 1-800-489-9266. For a risk-free supply, call 1-800-489-9266. And when combined with exercise, you'll gain muscle and lose fat. So start the changes today. Call 1-800-489-9266. 1-800-489-9266.
This is WWE Superstar The Big Show.
This is Edge.
This is Stacey Keibler.
What up? This is John Cena. You're logged on.
You're logged on.
And you're logged on to Sports Talk.
Sports Talk.
Sports Talk.
Sports Talk Network.com.
Get your NBA news when you want it, 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
TH121 is the world's first antioxidant-based anti-aging weight loss formula proven to provide dramatic results with absolutely no side effects. No jitters, no racing heart, no staying awake all night. This unique combination of antioxidants and natural metabolism enhancers create a powerful appetite suppressant that turns each cell in your body into little fat and sugar-burning factories. Call now and receive a free 30-day supply of TH121 free with your order. And that's not all. If you're one of the first 150 callers, you'll receive fitness celebrity John Basedow's newest DVD, and Chamonix's amazing 5-Minute Wrinkle Cream absolutely free with your order. It's an $80 value. Now you don't have to choose between living longer or looking better. Call 800-345-4204. That's 800-345-4204. Get a free 30-day supply, one free DVD, and a free 5-Minute Wrinkle Cream just by ordering right now. Results guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-345-4204. That's 800-345-4204.
Want to know what's going on in the world of professional wrestling and sports entertainment?
It's still real to me, damn it!
Join Paul Belfi and Mike Pitak.
You are a freaking lunatic!
For Pro Wrestling Insider.
Awesome!
On SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. A few things before we get to all the baseball. The Roger Clemens trial, the prosecution rested its case after 6 weeks of calling 24 witnesses. Clemens, of course, the defense team is now starting their case. There's a lot going on here. I don't think Rusty Harden, Clemens' defense lawyer, was really able to terribly trip up Brian McNamee, obviously the main witness, the guy who said he injected Clemens plenty of times. There's a lot to go, of course, but it seems, at least to me, that quite possibly the government has proven its case for a number of these charges that they've made. I think Clemens is going to have his issues. I think he's going to get convicted of something. And then this Reggie Walton, Judge Reggie Walton, in the mistrial over last July, said during that trial, look, if this guy gets convicted, knowing the way I sentence, he's probably going to jail. And I find that to be an unusual statement for a federal judge to make, but he made it. So I think everybody's kind of noticed what's at stake. A lot of people thought before the first trial started there was no way Clemens would do any time. But now, if he is convicted of any of these counts, perjury, false statements, obstruction of Congress, now it looks like he will do some time. The withering cross-examination that was expected of Brian McNamee, well, I don't really think it took place. He actually, I thought McNamee, from accounts from inside the courtroom, stood up pretty well. You know, when you step back and look at the whole steroids era as a whole, you have people like Kirk Radomski and Jose Canseco, and Brian McNamee, who seemed to be the people who were telling the truth, as strange as that sounds. But that's how it seems. I don't think a whole lot was done to McNamee. Did he admit he was a liar? Yeah. But now they brought in some people to boost, yesterday, to boost the fact that McNamee had said years ago that he had kept this stuff, this DNA evidence on Clemens, purposely, just in case something like this would happen. And that's because Rusty Harden had certainly tried to intimate or sway the jury into believing that McNamee just made all this stuff up the last few years. When, in fact, apparently McNamee was worried as far back as 2000. And so kept all this stuff in a beer can, which strikes me as absurd. But the government did bring through experts to testify that there was traces of steroids and traces of HGH and traces of Roger Clemens' DNA, and that's the magic tie, of course. So I think Clemens has a few issues. Obviously, the defense case has just started. They brought through a couple of witnesses to talk about his great work ethic. But the problem is you can take HGH and or steroids and still have an incredible work ethic. See Andy Pettit. Andy Pettit has an incredible work ethic. And he admitted that on two separate occasions, he took it, I think, a total of four times, so two different times in his life, HGH. So I think the point from the prosecution is going to be they're not mutually exclusive. You can work hard and still take steroids. You can work hard and still take HGH. And again, I don't think they did enough to McNamee. Now, Andy Pettit, I don't think helped them at all. But there's a lot more to it than Andy Pettit. So the defense case started yesterday. The judge has seemingly put an outside deadline of June 8th. He has some other thing to do. This judge goes away a lot and does a lot of other things, apparently. Harden's on record as saying it's going to take him about seven trial days, which is going to take you right to that June 8th. You know, even if you count yesterday, Wednesday, Thursday, presumably they're going to go Friday this week as well, and then all of next week because June 8th is a week from Friday. And the other problem for the judge is you can get the jury out by June 5th or 6th or 7th. You don't know if they're going to deliberate 2 hours or 2 weeks. You just don't know. So the Clemens case goes on. Has not really gotten the national attention I thought it would, and in fact has not really gotten the New York attention I thought it would. Pettit obviously was going to testify before he came back to the Yankees, and he did. And the trial's in Washington, D.C., not New York. But we'll see what happens. I think Clemens is in trouble. Based on the reports anyone can read on the internet from either Newsday or the Daily News I-Team, they're tweeting from the courtroom. You know, and that leads to, that's the new age in covering trials. No cameras in the courtroom in federal court. But you have some intelligent reporters who know the case. I don't think they're lawyers, but I'm not sure. But you have intelligent reporters who know the case tweeting from a press room five floors from the court, from the actual courtroom where the judge doesn't allow, you know, BlackBerries or computers in the courtroom, but you can be a member of the press apparently and sit in another room and watch a video feed of the trial as it happens, and you can get a pretty good feel for what's going on. Not a total feel if you're not in the courtroom and can't look at the jurors whenever you want to, but a pretty good feel for what's going on. And that's what they're doing every day in the Roger Clemens trial. So that continues with the defense putting in their case on behalf of Roger Clemens. One baseball note, Roy Oswalt, who didn't have a team this year, has signed a minor league deal with Texas. He's going to have a Triple-A start on Saturday. Oswalt apparently wanted to sign with Texas, but they couldn't come to an agreement. Now they have signed him. I think Neftali Feliz went on the DL. He was the reliever who turned starter, so they obviously need another starter. And even though it's a minor league deal, it can be worth up to $5 million for Oswalt if he comes in and performs. So he'll be starting in AAA on Saturday. You would expect they want to bring him into the rotation sooner rather than later with Feliz on the DL. And one college basketball note, Pat Summitt, who you know retired as the head coach of Tennessee, with that early onset dementia. She was given the Medal of Freedom at the White House yesterday, one of the recipients from President Obama, the highest civilian award you can get. Summitt, of course, 38 seasons, over 1,000 wins, the winningest D1 coach in the history of basketball. Got to give her a lot of credit, but you got to wonder what's going to happen to Tennessee, the program, now that Pat Summitt isn't the head coach. And last year, by a lot of reports, she, you know, frankly wasn't herself all season, wasn't really, really the head coach. But she was there and she was on the sidelines. Next year, that will not be the case. Let's move to baseball now. A few interesting games to look at. The now first-place White Sox beat the now tied for first place Tampa Bay Rays in Tampa Bay. White Sox 7. Tampa Bay 2. The White Sox are good. I think the Tigers are still going to beat them both, but we'll get to the Tigers in a minute. White Sox now 28-22. Phil Humber gets the win. He's 2-2. The only runs he gave up was to the newest member of the Tampa Bay Rays, Hideki Matsui, who actually came in and played left field for Tampa Bay yesterday. Remember, the Yankees wouldn't let him play left field a few years ago. But he did hit his first homer of the year in his first game of the year. Two runs scored, the only two RBIs, the only runs in the game for Tampa Bay. But for the White Sox, this Vicieto, if you haven't seen him play, I mean, he's been unbelievable for Chicago. Diane Vicieto hit his 11th home run of the year. 3-for-4, 3 runs scored, 2 RBIs, hitting .280, left fielder. Alex Rios also with 2 hits for the White Sox. Konerko's been having an unbelievable season, 0-for-4 yesterday, but I think he's leading the major leagues in hitting at .386. He's well ahead of Jeter now. He's ahead of David Wright, I'm pretty sure. Paul Konerko having an unbelievable season. Adam Dunn, of course, with like 14 home runs, comeback player of the year. White Sox 7, Rays 2. Humber gets the win. James Shields takes the loss. Shields now 6-3, but he did give up 5 earned runs in 6 innings yesterday, an unusual start for him. Another interesting game. The Tigers have Justin Verlander, so you have to like their chances. But they're up against Boston. Boston playing much better now. You know, after those early seasons, it's the end of the world. Boston yesterday beats Verlander and the Tigers 6-3. Verlander drops to 5-3. Bard gets the win. He's 5-5, 5 1/3, 2 earned runs. Doing a little better as a starter. You know, there was talk, should we move him back to the bullpen? But they haven't. He gets the win yesterday over Verlander. David Ortiz, what can you say about this guy? It's his 11th homer of the year. He's got 33 RBIs. He's hitting .319 yesterday, 3-for-4, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs. I mean, he's having a heck of a year. Nava with an RBI single. He had, and a 2 RBI triple. He had 3 RBIs yesterday. I mean, I don't know how they do it. Their outfield is Nava, Sweeney, and Posednik. I mean, you got to give Bobby V credit. He was getting hammered. Aceves is their closer. He got his 12th save yesterday. I mean, I think they're doing it with smoke and mirrors. I mean, Beckett is pitching well, but they're doing it with smoke and mirrors. And now they're 25-24 after that disastrous start. And the AL East is so competitive that if you're a game over 500, you're at least in the mix. Tampa Bay 29-21, tied for first with the Orioles. Verlander seems very frustrated. Showed some of that frustration last time. He's 5-3 with a 2.55 ERA. Did give up 5 earned runs in 6 innings yesterday. Bard only gave up 2 earned runs in 5 1/3. He's 5-5. So while you normally pencil in a win for the Tigers when Verlander pitches, not the case. Red Sox 6, Tigers 3. Tigers drop to 23-26. They're in third place. The White Sox take over first place from the Cleveland Indians. They're 28-22 with that win over Tampa Bay. Another interesting game in the American League. The Yankees, who never seem to be able to beat Mike Scioscia. I think Scioscia's the one guy, like, in the last 15 years has a winning record against the Yankees. Always gave Joe Torre fits, giving Joe Girardi fits as well. Yesterday in Anaheim, Angels 5, Yankees 1. Dan Haren pitched a wonderful game. 7 innings, 8 hits, 1 earned run, no walks, 7 strikeouts. He's 3-5 with a 3.52 ERA in the American League. But the Angels have come back as well. They've won 8 in a row now. They're 26-25. The Yankees, after a pretty easy series with Oakland, now having their troubles with the Angels. Jeter 2-for-4 yesterday, but he's only hitting .338. And I say only because he was hitting .400 like 3 weeks ago. And yes, you know it's early. But Jeter has struggled a little bit. Granderson having a good offensive year with home runs, etc., but only hitting .250. A-Rod at .287 after going 3-for-4 yesterday. Just, to me, a very good player now. Not a great player. DeShera coming back. Ibanez has been a fine for them, but not yesterday. Pettit takes the loss, 5 earned runs in 7 innings. He's 2-2 with a 3.49 ERA. Has actually pitched 2 very good games, the games he won. But yesterday, Angels 5, Yankees 1, Mike Trout with an RBI triple. Trout and Peter Burgess made unbelievable plays in the field off of Nick Swisher. Poor Nick Swisher. Hit the ball like 800 feet in those 2 at-bats, and there's nothing to show for it. Pujols gets his 8th home run of the month and the year. And, of course, Pujols was getting slaughtered, and he's only hitting .238. 8 home runs, 28 RBIs after as bad a start as you could have. Trout's been amazing. Trumbo's been amazing. Trumbo hits his 9th homer of the year. So the Angels are going the right way now. If you watch them, you thought they never would. Angels 5. Yankees 1. I'm going to get to a few games in the National League. Yesterday, the first place Cincinnati Reds, now 28-21 after they bury the Pirates 8-1. Phillips 2-for-4, 2 runs scored in an RBI. Bailey goes complete game, 4 hitter, gave up 1 earned run, 1 run earned, 1 walk, 5 Ks. He's 4-3. Morton takes the loss. He's 2-6, 4 earned runs in 4 innings. McCutcheon 1-for-3, hitting .339, but they don't have a whole lot of offense on the Pirates. 4 hits yesterday. Cincinnati, Bruce 3-for-4, 3 runs scored, 2 RBIs. Frazier 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. If you, it's actually a very interesting story. If you followed Todd Frazier, he's the guy who threw his bat at the ball on Sunday and hit a home run. I've never seen that happen. I shouldn't say that. He hit the bat and threw the bat. He hit the ball with the bat and threw the bat. It left his hands, went out to shortstop, and he hit a home run. Yesterday, before the game, he was eating in a restaurant, and he saved the guy's life by doing the Heimlich maneuver. Guy had a big piece of steak. There were 2 women trying to do it. Couldn't do it. Frazier went over, did it. Then he goes to the ballpark, gets an RBI double, gets an RBI triple. What a day for Todd Frazier. First place Cincinnati, 8. Pirates, 1. Another interesting game. First place Nationals lose to the Marlins 3-1. Sanchez gets the win 3-3, gave up 1 unearned run in 7 innings. Heath Bell coming back now gets his 9th save. Jackson takes a loss. He's 1-3. I'm going to get quickly to the TV for tonight. There is a lot of good TV tonight for sports fans. Celtics at Heat, Game 2, NBA playoffs, 8:30 Eastern, ESPN down in Miami. Kings at the Devils in New Jersey, 8 o'clock Eastern. Channel 4, NBC, showing the Stanley Cup Finals. Channel 4 in New York, NBC across the country, 8 o'clock Eastern, Kings at Devils. Baseball, Phillies at Mets, if you get the Met Network, SNY. Yankees at 7 Eastern, Yankees at Angels, 10 o'clock, 7 out in California. Of course, that's on the YES Network. And if you want to actually watch the NBA lottery, 8 o'clock on ESPN before Celtics Heat. Remember, they used to do it at halftime. That was absurd. Now, at least, they're doing it before the game. That's 8 o'clock Eastern, ESPN, the NBA draft lottery. This is the Steve Kallis Show, or at SportsTalkNetwork.com.